first reading for the Feast of All Saints is written in Revelation chapter 7. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun with the seal of the living God, and he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in 1 John chapter 3. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. I bring you greetings from another Grace Lutheran Church, your fellow baptized brothers and sisters in Christ at Grace Lutheran Church in Grass Valley, California, where I serve alongside with a wonderful deaconess who's come from this congregation. She sends her greetings, Deaconess Elizabeth Froh. "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come? These are the ones who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." That's it. Right there you have it. Right there in the book of Revelation, right there in your hearing today, These are the ones, the sainted ones. Today is All Saints Sunday. The grandparents, the great-grandparents, the parents, the children, the grandchildren, the friends who you have all lost to this world, who have perished to this world, but now who live in Christ in the fullness of his glory. Right there, they are the ones. They are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation. This world, full of political topsy-turvy chaos. This world, full of uncertain economic future. This world, full of safety concerns for us and for our country. Right there. That's what we celebrate today. We don't celebrate the best of the best, like you'd find in maybe some baseball cards of saints, St. John, St. James, or anyone else like that. Today, it's all-encompassing. It's all saints. Those folks mentioned in the scriptures are important. Peter, James, John, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they're all great. And they do have their general days of remembrance, but today, we look at everyone who has gone on before us. And we don't celebrate them alone. We celebrate the work of Jesus for them. The great work of his death and his resurrection for them, but more importantly, for you today. His heroic work of laying down his life for you and for me today to call you his saints and his holy ones. Today is for you as well. For you and I have been knitted together into one holy communion, into one church, one body of Christ, Christians at all times and in all places, united by Christ, united in Christ. Today is for them just as much as today is for you. Do you believe this? That is the question. In the midst of this changing and dark and dying world, do you believe what you have heard today? Do you believe that your baptized loved ones who have died and gone on are truly with our Lord now? Do you believe that this is your future and your hope that purifies you, as John said today? Or is this something that you doubt? Do you believe that you are a saint? Actually, you kind of have to believe it. Because we don't see each other acting very saintly. I don't act like a saint, and I'm sure you don't as well. True saints live with a strange sort of tension and paradox in their life. True saints know that they are sinners. We can sit here today in this place, we can sing, we can pray, we can give offerings, we can act all saintly in front of everybody else. But if there is deep-seated anger or bitterness in our hearts about our neighbors, our family members, our country, our church, or even our Lord himself, then we have a problem, don't we? True saints know these things. Do you know these things? Do you recognize that we are poor, not rich in spirit? Do you realize that all of us here at this place and in Grace and Grass Valley and all the other churches where people are gathered together are spiritual beggars? Do we realize that we have no righteousness on our own and no right to be called children of God? So how can I, a sinner, and you, a sinner, claim to be a saint? Because Jesus says so. He says it to you, he says it to me. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. Blessed are you, because when you have nothing and can claim nothing, then Jesus is all you have, and it's really all you need. His forgiveness, his righteousness, his spirit, his obedience, his perfection, his sacrifice, his life, his blood, and yes, 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 even his faithfulness are all given to you. And so true saints, all saints, don't look to themselves, but they fix their eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. And if he calls you blessed today, if he calls you saints, then that is what you are indeed. For his word does what it says. That's what John said to us today. Beloved, we are God's children now. Right now. It's not what we'll be, but we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared, he said, the fullness of the glory that all the saints are seeing now. You are God's children now by your baptism, even if you don't look all saintly and godly in the eyes of the world, or even in your own eyes. You are, in the eyes of God, one of his dear children. For in holy baptism, God has made you his child, and so he looks at you differently than the rest of the world does. As John said to us today from our second reading, see what kind of love the Father has given to us. The real translation says there, see what kind of love the Father has lavished onto us. It keeps coming over and over and over again to you. His forgiveness, his love, his mercy. See what kind of love the Father has lavished to us that we should be called children of God. And so we are, he says, called children of God, not just in words, but in reality for you. For being baptized into Christ, you are new. You are beautiful in his sight. You are holy, righteous, innocent, and blameless in his sight. You are a saint. For in your baptism, your sins, your ugliness, your imperfection, your sins are washed away. Forgiven. And if you are forgiven, then you are called holy. And if you are called holy, you are called a saint. And notice today that it is right now for you. Not what will be, not what you must become. That is the mistake that some have in their theology today, that what God has somehow begun, we must sort of finish. That God has made us his children, but we must now try to become saints. It's up to you. No. What you are today is a saint. And that can only be attested today because of what Christ has done for you. And so true saints and true saintly people gathered in churches are not those who are perfect or almost perfect, or mostly good, or more good than bad, or even the ones with a stronger faith. Saints are those who know their sins and mourn over them. Saints know their sins and hunger and thirst for righteousness. Saints know their sins and so consider the others better than themselves. Saints know their sins and cry, Lord, have mercy. Saints know their sins and rely on only one thing. It's yours today. The lavish love of the crucified one for you. The lavish love of Jesus who came to bear all of my sins and your sins, to take them away from us. The one who came to pay the full price for them on the cross, to bear our punishment, who came to us in lowliness, to raise us to new life in him, who came to us who were poor in spirit to give us his own spirit. And with all of this lavishness today, you are blessed, just as the ones who have gone on before you are blessed in the eternal presence of Christ, as we have heard from John today. We are blessed now with the eternal presence of Christ too. For Christ is present with us here and now, today. For as we will sing in the liturgy of Holy Communion in just a few short moments, blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the middle of political turmoil and fears over what happens this Tuesday. Blessed is he who comes in the middle of bad doctor's reports. Blessed is he who comes with financial uncertainty looming in our lives. Blessed is he who comes to you this day as we worry about our safety and what happens to us. Blessed is he because he comes for you now. Those are the words that were sung of Jesus as he entered into Jerusalem to die for the sins of the whole world. Those are the words that we sing today as we welcome him crucified, risen, and placed into our mouths for the forgiveness of our sins. And with all of this, you are blessed. We are sinners made saints. Our robes are washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. Or as John also then said, everyone who thus hopes in him, not in ourselves and what we do, but everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he himself is pure. There it is again. You are pure. You are forgiven. You are clean. You are a saint because you are a child of God in Christ Jesus. And know that this work of God in you will not leave you. It will never leave you. It will change your life, but it will also sustain and strengthen you no matter what you face as individuals or as a congregation going through a vacancy or with whoever is elected and whatever resolutions are passed this coming Tuesday. For we live not like the world. We don't live in our sins. We live as the saints, the one who has Christ in us through his Spirit. It's going to be hard. There's going to be hard and difficult times for us. And the old sinner in me wants to rebel and go down with a big fight. And the world may persecute us and revile us. But then what do? Jesus says, rejoice. Rejoice and be glad. For great is your reward in heaven. Your name is written in the book of life. Nothing that happens to you here and now or this week can change the reality of what Jesus has done for you. For salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And this salvation is yours today. And one day, you will join with the great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, where persecution and hardships, pain and sadness, crazy political seasons will be no more. No more cancer, no more high blood pressure, no more taxes, no more donkeys and elephants, just a lamb in his kingdom which has no end. For now what will be has not yet appeared, but what you will be is who you are now, a dearly beloved child of God, one of his saints. I'll ask you again, do you believe this? Believe it, because the word says so, because the tomb is empty and Christ is here for you, to give you what you do not have, to raise you to life and to make you his saint so that you may be reunited with your dearly departed loved ones who've gone on before us in the faith. You can rest in that. You can find hope in that because his peace and his love and his forgiveness are now yours today. And by those things, he calls you all saints. To Christ alone be all the glory now and forever. Amen.